With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. There are 566 federally recognized Indian tribes in the United States. Gerald Gray hopes Montana's Little Shell tribe of Chippewa Indians gets to be the 567th.
Because we are always under the assumption and have been told that Congress can recognize tribes.
Gray is the Little Shell's council chairman. The Great Falls-based tribe is recognized by Montana, but not by the feds. A federal designation formally recognizes tribes as sovereign nations and provides federal resources like housing, medical care, and education. Chairman Gray's hopes for federal recognition are one side of a growing debate over who should have final say over a tribe's federal status. The Obama administration recently changed the tribal recognition process. Some Republicans say that reduced both recognition standards and the role of lawmakers. Republican Representative Rob Bishop of Utah says Congress should have the final say. Interior Department Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Kevin Washburn disagrees. Chairman Gray says his tribe believes the two sides don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Both processes should be open for groups wanting to petition to become tribes.
Are other tribes that want federal recognition taking this two-pronged approach, or are you guys the only ones?
No. The six Virginia tribes are also, I believe, are doing the same as us, because we had a hearing back in early October in which they were also at the hearing, and they have a bill in front of Congress, too.
Is Congressman Zinke playing ball here?
He is. Yep, he's been a really big supporter in us in helping us get this thing to a hearing.
And you got the full support of Senators Dayne and Tester in the Senate side, right?
Oh, definitely. They've been big supporters of us.
But we are coming into an election year, and that's not going to make this any easier, I have to assume.
No, I think for our bills, it won't make it any easier because starting next year, I think Washington, D.C. is going to shut down, basically, and we'll let the elections play out. So nothing really happens during that cycle. So we are trying to push it, get our House bill through markup as soon as possible. And then, of course, we have a lot of administration changes coming, like Mr. Washburn won't be there anymore after next year. So we have to rush to get our petition back into him as soon as we can. All these changes start both elections and administration-wise, and then we're at square one again.
So it's got to happen, relatively speaking, shortly, or it's not going to happen for a while.
That's what we feel, yeah.
What do you think the odds are?
I think we have really good odds right now, especially with the Department of Interior.
So you don't sound pessimistic, then?
I'm more optimistic.
Right. I guess you have to be, you know.
It's been a long haul.
Gerald Gray is council chairman of the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.